With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A top European Union official says the bloc's leaders will hold an emergency summit on Tuesday as concerns grow that the war between Israel and Hamas could fuel intercommunal tensions in Europe. Meanwhile, the wait continues for thousands of Palestinians at the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt. BBC correspondent Sebastian Usher reports Egypt is reluctant to open the border to Palestinian refugees fleeing Gaza.
It's a very combustible situation down there. Egypt, which controls the Rafah crossing, does not want a huge influx of Palestinians. One, for its own security. Two, it doesn't want to be seen doing what would be seen in the Arab world, the Muslim world, as Israel's bidding. The fear, the concern amongst many Arabs is that once the Palestinians have left, they may never go back. And Egypt does not want to facilitate that.
There are only two other border crossings from and into the Gaza Strip. Erez, a border crossing with Israel and in North Gaza, and Kerem Shalom, a solely commercial junction between Israel and Gaza. Both are now shut. Also at SRNNews.com, Americans have ethical concerns about President Biden and his son Hunter. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
A new poll points to a cloud of ethical uncertainty hanging over the president as he runs for re-election. 35% of U.S. adults believe Mr. Biden has done something illegal, according to a new AP-NORC survey. Another third thinks the president behaved unethically, but not illegally. The findings come amid investigations into the president's son, Hunter, and a Republican-led impeachment inquiry in Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stocks are sharply higher, the Dow up 340 points, the NASDAQ adding 145 points. This is SRN News. More bad news for Christians in Indonesia.
Local officials in South Sulawesi province say they will withdraw a permit for the construction of a church under pressure from Muslim radicals. A loud demonstration by members of the Islamic Defenders Front last week prompted members of the provincial council to change their minds after first granting a permit to the Gamaliel Christian School Foundation. Christians make up 10% of the Indonesian population and are often persecuted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Detroit Lions linebacker Alex Anzalone's parents have safely arrived home from Israel. They were among about 50 people affiliated with a Naples, Florida-based church who were in the country. Sal and Judy Anzalone were in a Jerusalem hotel when Hamas launched its brutal attack on Israel from the Gaza Strip. A number of American church groups were in Israel. Most have made it home safely. This is SRN News. Control of the Virginia Senate and House of Delegates will be decided next month in one of the nation's most pivotal state elections. But reporter Anne Marie Morgan tells us that Virginians need to be aware of new district boundaries and that early voting has already begun.
Voters can see which candidates and districts are theirs online at vpap.org or vpap.org. Merv Bold lives in a Richmond suburb and urges more voters to show up.
There are a lot of laws on the line, a lot of seats in the General Assembly on the line. So Christians need to get out and vote so that their voices are heard and we can get the people in who will stand for our values.
Virginians can now vote in person at their local registrar's office or vote absentee. I'm Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.